Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy B. Wilson and it's August 26th. On this day in 1789, the final articles of the Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen were adopted by France's National Assembly. One of the many inspirations for this document was the Magna Carta, or the Great Charter. That was issued by King John of England in 1215, and it set down the idea that every person was subject to the law, and those persons who were subject to the law included the king. It also set down a number of rights and protections that people were entitled to. Another inspiration was the American Declaration of Independence from 1776. That document set down the idea that all men had certain inalienable rights, and it set down what some of those rights were and also detailed various reasons that the American colonies felt compelled to declare their independence from the British crown. King John issued the Magna Carta when he was facing a possible rebellion by the British elite. And the Declaration of Independence was written in the face of ongoing insults and injustices by the British monarchy, at least in the view of the framers of that document. The Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen was a critical document in the French Revolution, which was an uprising against the French monarchy and the system of feudalism that was dominating French life. So all of these documents had these things in common. The Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen was adopted a few weeks after French revolutionaries stormed the Bastille. And before that point, France had been divided into three estates. The first was the clergy, the second was the nobility, and the third was the commoners. The commoners were the overwhelming majority in terms of people, like 98% of the population, but they didn't have nearly the amount of political power as the first and second estates did. The common people were also facing a lot of hardships, including extreme food shortages, and this was in the face of huge excesses among the monarchy and the nobility. All of this contributed to the French Revolution. So members of the Third Estate established the National Assembly, which was more formally named the National Constituent Assembly. They wanted to reform the French Constitution. It was this body that adopted the Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen. The principal author of that declaration was the Marquis de Lafayette, who collaborated with Thomas Jefferson. Some of the concepts in this declaration: The first article is that men are born and remain free and equal in rights. Social distinctions may be based only on considerations of the common good. These natural rights were listed as being liberty and property and safety. Resistance to oppression was another. Liberty was defined as being able to do anything that doesn't harm others. This declaration also specified that citizens were equal in the eyes of the law. They had equal rights to participate in legislation, so there would no longer be this situation where the common people had way less of a political voice, even though they were almost the entire population of the country. People were also protected from being arrested without cause. They had the rights to free speech and freedom of religion. These were all part of the declaration. A lot of these ideas in this document connected to the revolutionary motto of liberty, equality, and fraternity, obviously would be said in French, but my French is not great, and to the Enlightenment ideas of universal, inalienable rights. This document served as a preamble to the French Constitution of 1791, and similar documents also served as preambles to the Constitution of 1793 and of 1795. Although these concepts in this declaration are really about establishing and protecting freedoms, the French Revolution that it was part of became a very violent conflict. King Louis XVI was overthrown. His wife Marie Antoinette was beheaded. He was as well. Thousands of suspected enemies of the revolution were also guillotined during the Reign of Terror, which went on for 10 months. Maximilien de Robespierre, who gave the orders in a lot of the Reign of Terror, was himself executed in 1794. So it was a deeply turbulent and violent time. Thanks to Christopher Hasiotis for his research work on this episode and to Tari Harrison for her audio skills on all these episodes. You can learn more about the French Revolution in the February 8th, 2017 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called The Women's March on Versailles, and in the November 19th, 2008 episode called How the French Revolution Worked. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Tune in tomorrow for a battle that divided a city.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.